Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Homes that have been destroyed by the lava flow that has erupted through some pretty nice neighborhoods there. And a lot of people have been evacuated from the neighborhoods. And they're going to hotels to try to hope that the lava is not going to hit them. So it's a very dramatic situation in Hawaii right now. And Marcy Gonzalez is our ABC News correspondent in Hawaii. She joins us to give us an update. Marcy, what's it like on the ground there now?
Hi, John. Good morning. Well, we got some latest numbers. 31 homes have now been destroyed, and all of these lava vents have popped up in these two residential areas. And yeah, we're seeing this video. It's absolutely incredible. Lava spurting into the air as high as 300 feet, and then these long walls of lava just going down neighborhood streets and then creeping all the way up to homes and then setting them on fire. So ahead of this, once these first fissures opened up in the ground, they started the evacuations. About 1,800 people have been forced from their homes, and they just started letting about half of those residents go back in yesterday just to pick up some belongings so they can stay for a few hours, grab any pets who may have been left behind, grab some belongings, but then they have to get out again because there is such a big concern not only with the lava but also with the air quality, because sulfur dioxide comes out of the lava. It's a natural gas that can be life-threatening. So that's really the biggest concern for the residents here.
I've been watching the video that's coming out of Hawaii. Granted, some of it is time-lapse, but it still looks like this flow is moving pretty quickly. How fast is it moving?
You know, it's really just a few miles an hour, so it's relatively slow. But the thing is, there's nothing they can do to stop it. So it's coming towards these houses and just taking them over. There's nothing that firefighters can really do. So the speed really isn't the issue.
It's not like water where you can put sandbags out and redirect it. I guess this stuff just rolls right over and burns it up.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So there's nothing they can do. There are no people who are in those homes, or there shouldn't be at least. Officials tell us only maybe a dozen or so people stayed behind in the evacuation zone. So the concern isn't really with the speed at which the lava is moving, because it's not that people are having to run to get out of the way. But, you know, it's devastating for these people now watching these videos and seeing their homes destroyed. I talked to a guy yesterday who was hoping to be able to get back into his home to gather some last-minute belongings. And he ran into a friend who's a firefighter who was in the evacuation zone, who shot video of this guy's house catching on fire. You see this wall of lava in his backyard, and then the next shot you see is the entire home engulfed in flames. This guy was in tears. Just, you know, it's so difficult to wrap your head around the fact that this is happening, even though this is something, you know, people living here have always known is a possibility. This is all happening in what is a designated volcano zone.
Interesting.
He grew up knowing that one day this could happen, but still, it's so incredible, so unbelievable to see.
It is pretty dramatic when you look at it. Marcy Gonzalez, our ABC News correspondent, live for us this morning in Hawaii. You stay safe, Marcy. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.